We're here on KSON. We're talking high school football. Fremont Mills has a tough test this week as they battle Audubon in a battle of two teams that are ranked in eight-man football. Greg Ernster, head coach for the Knights, joins us now. And Coach, how do you feel about your football team coming into this game against the Wheelers?
Oh, you know, I feel pretty good. I think, you know, we're fairly healthy this time of the year, which is probably one of the most important things, which is good. And, you know, we got a tough task ahead of us, but, you know, I think our boys, you know, understand that, you know, it's not everybody has this opportunity, and so they're excited.
You say you're healthy, but I have heard that Jonathan Egpie might be banged up. What's his status coming into this game?
Well, you know, he'll probably be a game-time decision, to be honest with you. So hopefully he'll be able to go. But, you know, if not, we have a couple other guys ready to go.
Well, yeah. I mean, you definitely have other guys like Lincoln Hocker and Campbell and such. You know, just how do you feel? You lost to Woodbine, but then rebounded against Waco, winning in convincing fashion, 54-13. And how do you feel just about your team after that loss to Woodbine and coming back after it?
Yeah, I thought our boys did a really good job of responding. You know, we didn't play, you know, hats off to Woodbine. They played pretty well, but we didn't think we played particularly well. Now, I don't know if we changed the outcome too much, but, you know, we knew we're capable of playing better than we played that night. You know, we made a lot of silly mistakes, especially offensively. So, you know, I thought it was really good for our boys to bounce back and have a really good game like they did last Friday.
How have you felt about Paxton Campbell and just getting him involved in the offense? I mean, when we saw you in week one against Cam, I don't think he touched the ball as many times as you maybe wanted to offensively, but you didn't need him then. What have you been doing here to try and get him touches?
You know, with Egpie out, he's been our kind of our bell cow there, and he's done a great job. He's a really shifty back. He's strong for his size. He's really strong. He's a super athletic kid. You know, so we're just trying to figure out a way to keep getting him the ball. And, you know, this week we'll try to do our best to get him the ball again.
When you look at Audubon, what's the first thing that stands out the most?
Their offensive line and defensive line. They are well coached. I haven't seen an offensive line like this in high school football in quite some time. They do an excellent job. They're physical at the point of attack. They lock on blocks and they go to the whistle. So, you know, that's one thing we've been talking to our boys about is be prepared for a battle every snap. And that's what stands out with those guys. And then they're really athletic on the back end.
How do you feel about your fronts, especially your defensive front, and how you match up there and what that battle is going to be like on the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, D-line wise, I think we match up fairly well. They have us in size. But I think we have some game plan in place, and hopefully our kids can, you know, win the one-on-ones when needed to, and just kind of really just slow them down and not let their linebackers or their O-line get to our linebackers. And you know, it should be a good one.
Yeah, no doubt. How about on the other side when your offensive line are going up against their defense? I mean, it seems like last week they were able to two platoon, which not a lot of eight-man teams can really do. How do you match up against their defensive front?
Yeah, no, they're gonna do a good job of rotation. I think their offensive line doesn't even play. Besides the 42, he doesn't even play. You know, I think the other guys don't play much defense. So that kind of, you know, that's the game plan. We talk about Naaman all the time. If you can do that, that's really gonna help you down the road. So yeah, we're gonna have our work cut out for us in the sense that those kids are gonna be fresh. Their D-line is long. They're physical. They got a big nose guard. He's been playing there since he was a freshman. So, yeah, we got our work cut out for us. But, you know, if we can keep our shoulders square, get a hat on a hat, and see what happens.
And how about Sawyer Forney? I mean, you can't underestimate what a senior brings to a team at quarterback. What extra things does he have? He's going to need all tricks in his trade this week and more than likely other games coming up. But what does he have? What's that X factor that puts him above other quarterbacks that he's able to make things go?
Well, he's going to have to, you know, understand what the defense is trying to do to us. He's going to have to understand where the ball kind of needs to go and when the ball needs to go there. And then he's just going to have to make sure that he makes the right decisions with that ball. We can't turn the ball over. You know, they're a very, very athletic group of kids. So we just have to make sure that we are efficient when we throw the ball. And then when the play breaks down, he's going to have to use his legs. He's going to have to scramble, get a few yards. You know, we're still playing two sophomores and a senior. That senior hasn't played much. Offensive line. So we're very still young up front, but our senior has done a great job of calming those boys down and you know, like I said, when the play breaks down, he's going to have to run a little bit, but he's going to have to be efficient with the football.
And this is a non-district game, but it's so in a sense it doesn't mean anything, but at the same time it means a lot from a standpoint of just trying to position yourself for a playoff run. How do you approach this game overall, and what does it mean to you?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, it probably means more to them than it does to us with our loss already. You know, and Woodbine or Ottoman, they're going to want to try to score 70 on us to kind of show the state that they're the real deal. And we know that they're capable of that. You know, so for us, it's another game. We just got to relax, calm down and play, you know, one play at a time. And whatever happens, happens.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck this week. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Greg Ernster, head coach for Fremont Mills football with us here on KSOM.